This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 26th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear, making it a pleasant evening for those out and about. In Jerusalem, temperatures are mild, offering a warm night ahead. Haifa also enjoys a clear sky with a gentle breeze sweeping through the city. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet 5 hours ago. Trump's top Gaza official warns Israeli strikes could derail ceasefire and Hamas disarmament. Nikolay Mladenov says continued Israeli attacks are delaying Gaza's demilitarization. Also, Walla reports just 28 minutes ago on a generational change in Lebanon. Security officials estimate that Hezbollah has lost thousands of activists and commanders, with infrastructure built over 20 years now in ruins. Also this hour. According to Israel Hayom, earlier today, Givati fighters refused to go on a mission in the Gaza Strip due to the inclusion of a paramedic. The IDF states actions will be taken. Separately, I-24 News reports from 3 hours ago that the Board of Peace claims Hamas is rebuilding tunnels in Gaza. And finally, from Axios, in earlier reporting, House Democrats' pro-Israel wing gains power on a key panel. Representative Jared Moskowitz states he will be able to help steer U.S. policy on Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy analyst, posted earlier that a Wall Street Journal story highlights the arrogance of great powers, comparing it to Russia's missteps in Ukraine. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitic remarks on CNN. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted that he has decided to expel representatives of the Netherlands from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. He mentioned this was due to recent anti-Israel actions by the Dutch government, with their personnel instructed to leave Israel within a week. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. According to Ynet, Nikolay Mladenov, Trump's top official for Gaza, warns that Israeli military actions are impacting efforts to demilitarize the region. This comes amidst ongoing tensions where both sides accuse each other of ceasefire violations. This tension complicates diplomatic efforts and prolongs instability for civilians living in the area. Turning to developments in Lebanon, Walla reports that the destruction caused by the IDF has severely impacted Hezbollah's infrastructure. The group has reportedly lost many of its key commanders and activists. This shift could alter the balance of power in Lebanon, potentially weakening Hezbollah's influence in the region. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Givati fighters from the Rotem Battalion refused a mission due to a paramedic's presence, as reported by Israel Hayom. The IDF has announced they will take action against those involved. This internal dissent showcases the challenges and complexities within military operations. According to I-24 News, Hamas is reportedly rebuilding its tunnel network in Gaza. This reconstruction could signal a strategic shift for Hamas as they seek to regain tactical advantages. The revelation raises concerns for both Israeli security forces and civilians in the region. And finally, Axios reports that House Democrats' pro-Israel wing is gaining influence on a key panel. Representative Jared Moskowitz's new position could impact U.S. foreign policy, potentially strengthening ties with Israel. This development may lead to shifts in how the U.S. engages with Middle Eastern affairs. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that finance ministry data reveals significant pay increases for Israel's soldiers and police. Junior IDF pay rose 17% in 2 years, while civilian employees averaged nearly $23,000 monthly. Separately, according to Globes, the UK plans a trade ban on products from Judea and Samaria settlements. The Times reports this move could act as a boycott on all Israeli goods. And finally, Key Tech shares insights from Teddy Wardy of Insight Partners. He states that AI nativeness varies, but core business criteria remain crucial for success. His comments come from the 2026 International VC Survey. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.